Former Philly and MLB's all-time hits leader, Pete Rose, has died. He was found dead in his home in Nevada. He was 83. We don't know yet the cause of death. Dave Uram joining us to talk about his polarizing legacy. He was a complicated character, Dave.
Well, Carol, you will often hear people say that the 1980 Phillies don't win the World Series without Pete Rose. This play, called by NBC's Joe Garagiola, is an example of that.
Stone dropped it and Rose caught it. It popped out of his glove and Rose made the play.
Nicknamed Charlie Hustle, fans loved how he played. In his five seasons with the Phillies, they made the playoffs three times. They won a couple of NL pennants and a World Series. But he bet on baseball, and he was banned from the game in 1989 and subsequently from making the Hall of Fame. Rose denied betting on baseball at first, but later came clean. Still, no Hall of Fame. Rose was supposed to go onto the Phillies' Wall of Fame in 2017, but the team canceled that induction after an allegation surfaced that he had a relationship with a minor in the 70s, something that he was never charged for. The Phillies invited Rose back to the ballpark in 2022 to be honored with his 80 teammates. He received an ovation, but that year's alumni weekend was overshadowed by his dismissiveness about the alleged relationship.
Who cares what happened 50 years ago? You weren't even born, so you shouldn't be talking about it because you weren't born. And if you don't know a damn thing about it, don't talk about it.
That sound is from NBC Sports Philadelphia. In a statement posted to social media, the Phillies said in part that they're saddened by Rose's passing. He'll be remembered for his grit and hustle, and they added for his integral role in bringing the team its first World Series championship. Carol.
All right. Thank you, Dave.